We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Kevin Davenport. After serving with the United States Marine Corps, Kevin ventured out and earned his pilot certificates and ratings, including flight instructor. He received his Bachelor's of Science in Management from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, Illinois. Kevin is flying professionally, which included Skyway Airlines, USA 3000, and currently JetBlue Airways. Kevin is still serving as a flight officer aboard the Airbus A320. He has over 15,000 hours of flight time and he discovered another passion of training, which is leadership, self-esteem, and communication. He recognized that there was a need and developed training programs to help individuals and companies improve team building and developing strategies to increase even further success. And that's where Stratus Leadership Development came from. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, first off, very excited to have you, especially in your flight gear.
So great to be here.
Super fun. So what is Stratus Leadership Development about, and what is it that you do there?
Well, Stratus Leadership Development, I came to a conclusion when, this is going back maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I thought I was really a good communicator, and it turned out I probably needed a little help in that area. Mm-hmm. And I started taking some assertive training classes, because as a Marine, you either are aggressive with your communication, and sometimes I didn't want to go that far down that path, so mm-hmm. I would say nothing. So I was there was no middle ground. I was either too passive or too aggressive. And I thought, well, you can't get far in life. And then I started to research how to phrase things differently, and I thought, wow, this is a revelation. And as I'm was reading Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, mm-hmm. I thought there's a giant need for this. And so with my background as a pilot, we have what's known as a CRM, Crew Resource Management. And we've been training in that. The airline's been using that for 30 plus years. And that developed out of some accidents back in the 60s,
sure,
and early 70s.
Okay.
Was the captain at that point was considered a god, and you never questioned the captain, even if it was it was incorrect. Mm-hmm. And so that's been changed. I thought, well, I can bring that to companies, individuals.
Sure.
And a lot of people are not trained in leadership. You get the promotion, they're going to pay you a couple of bucks more an hour in whatever job you're doing to mm-hmm. be the supervisor, and people just aren't trained. They don't have the knowledge to say, here you go, on Monday you're the new supervisor, good luck with it.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, well, I had a passion for leadership. I've been really reading and researching by historical figures since I was young. And I thought, wow, I can bring this skill and this talent to others that might need it. And so that's kind of where I brought Stratus into the game.
Cool. So what exactly is your why then?
My why is, over the course of my life, as I said, I was too aggressive, I was too passive, and I've lost relationships, mm-hmm. Both professionally and, my personal side. And a lot of it came to, I wasn't maybe aware of how I was presenting myself, or I should have spoke up, and maybe that relationship would have developed even further.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought to myself, well, if I'm having this issue, and I'm certainly there's more people out there that are doing it. And so, if we all just took a little time to learn about one another or figure out why somebody's maybe as upset with us or yelling at us, I can sit back and I the old saying, I can't change the other person. The only thing I can do is change myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I started changing myself to kind of develop better relationships all around. And not that I was having issues With all my relationships, but there were times when I would just get frustrated and get mad and say, why are these people not listening? What aren't they understanding? And then come to find out I was speaking a different language.
Mm-hmm. So. Interesting. Yep. So what makes you different than other leadership training companies?
I would say, truthfully, you know, we're a small, intimate company. And, you know, if you can obviously go to YouTube and you can Jack Canfield videos, the Zig Ziglar mm-hmm. videos, Brian Tracy videos. And to get those people on the phone, obviously you can't get Zig Ziglar anymore. He passed away. But mm-hmm. like Jack Canfield, to call Jack Canfield, you'd probably never get through. Mm-hmm. You would get his personal assistant.
Yep. If that.
So, you know, they call me. And so I can, you know, answer the phone, answer your emails, you got questions. And so I feel it's more of an intimate background or setting with me. And so we all, you know, every one of us is very good, but that's just kind of, I bring that added touch, cool. personal touch.
Nice. The personal touch is very important, especially in a leadership or any sort of coaching relationship,
sure.
I would say. Nice. All right, well, let's talk about networking a little bit. Because that's my goal with this show is to help alleviate any pains that someone might have with regards to networking or the fear that they have with that word, right?
Okay.
So can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
I would say my favorite networking story, and I got several, but I'll even go back further. 1994, I was getting ready to graduate, and I found Harvey McKay's book, How to Swim with the Sharks and Not Be Eaten Alive, on the bookshelf. It just kind of stood out. And so I read that book, and I kind of took it to heart to start meeting people and understanding their stories. So fast forward 3 years ago, maybe, I read Joe Sweeney's book, Networking is a Contact Sport.
Yep.
And he was from the Milwaukee area, and I said, wouldn't it be nice to have coffee with Joe, but obviously he's a busy man. And so I found out that his favorite movie was It's a Wonderful Life. And lo and behold, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And so at this time, a friend of mine had, I just gotten out of a bad relationship at that point. And so I was kind of feeling down. And this friend of mine on Facebook in the It's a Wonderful Life community mm-hmm. says, there's a showing on the big screen on Sunday. Would you like to go? And I said, sure. And he goes, I'll leave you two tickets. And Carolyn Grimes, who played George Bailey's or Jimmy Stewart's youngest daughter in the movie, was going to give a talk before the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay. And I didn't think anything of it. And she was there, and I had her sign a picture. And I said, you know what? I'll have her sign one for Joe. So she signed one to Joe, and it sat on my desk for almost a year. And I thought, well, the next time I see him, I'll give it to him mm-hmm. in person. And then one day it hit me. I said, why don't you just send it to him?
Yeah.
So I emailed him, said, well, I got something for you. What's the easiest way to send? The quickest way to send something to you. And he told me. And I went to the dollar store, put it in a frame, put it in an envelope. And then Joe also does a lot of training with the Navy SEALs out in Coronado. Mm-hmm. And so I like to read a lot of that Behind Enemy Lines type of thing, mm-hmm. those kind
sure.
of books. So I had finished two books, put the two books in there, and I said, Joe, I said, I got to see the actress Carolyn Grimes. I had her sign a picture. I was just thinking of you. And in addition, I have some books that I'm finished. Feel free to read them, and you can return them if you want or pass them along. Mm-hmm. And I'm done with them. Signed a card, put a business card in my little thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just really thanked him for, you know, his great advice. And he called me the next day, and he says, Kevin, he goes, I've never heard of you. I don't know who you are. But he goes, I need to meet you. He says, you actually get it.
Yeah. Nice.
And so I went down. We had coffee. And we had a nice chat for about an hour. He kind of told me what he did. And so we just kind of developed a relationship. I mean, we don't hang out. But it was nice that he knows who I am now.
Sure. Cool. That's a great story.
It's one of the many. I got another one.
Sure, let's hear it. But I just want to touch on, I think that it's great that, one, you were intentional about someone that you wanted to get in front of. And two, you took a very unique approach, and you really understood what was going to get that person's attention. And you got Joe Sweeney's attention. So Kudos to you for that.
I appreciate that. And that's the one thing I've learned. And people say, what's your success?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my success is, A, be more interested in that person than what they can do for you.
Sure.
And then I said, my second bit of advice to those out there is if they have a book, read it.
Yes.
And even if it's one or two chapters, and then maybe write one or two questions and talk to that person about the one or two points that you want to bring up. Or three, just if you read like the business journal and you see an article you like, call the person up and say, you know what, Mr. Smith, I really enjoyed that leadership article. This is what I took out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't believe how many coffee and lunches and meetings that I've had over the course of my career just because of stuff like that.
Nice.
And my motto is I just want to learn people's stories.
Yeah.
I really enjoy hearing what other people are doing, why they're doing it. And just, to me, that's my why, is just to get to know somebody and know why they're doing something or what possessed them to write the book. And I did not know this, but Joe Sweeney said that networking book he wrote was just going to be some tidbits for his children.
Oh, interesting.
He wasn't even going to publish it. And then they came to him, his friend says, you got to publish this.
Wow.
And so he ended up publishing it.
Cool. That's a fun little story. Yeah. All right. So what do you do to stay in front of or best nurture your network or community?
In my opinion, I just keep networking. Everywhere I go, I'll chat with people and I'll just start talking to them, which is funny because when I was in high school, I would never have envisioned myself to be the chatterbox that I've become. I get that from my mom. Thanks, Mom. But it's just... what makes you tick?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about what you do and really I just appreciate the people. I mean, when I give my talks, I'll tell the crowd, go out and appreciate somebody. You know, if it's a barista at Starbucks, hey, thanks for pouring that cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It's probably not easy getting up at 5 a.m. Thank you. Or the people that clean the bathrooms at the airport. Thanks for keeping it clean for us. And you can just see them kind of smile. They're very appreciative of getting a compliment, which I find is far and few between these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just everybody's moving at a speed. They're going really fast.
Yeah.
Worried about work. Their kids got an appointment. They got an appointment. So it doesn't come to the forefront.
Sure.
And that's what I try and bring. Just start appreciating people.
Yeah.
And you certainly will see the results.
That's good. I like that. I think that's really important to show the appreciation and not just assume that they're content in doing things for you or for whoever else, right? So what advice, Kevin, would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Grow their network. Very good question. I would call it the ABCs.
Okay.
If you ever saw that movie, Glengarry Glenn Ross, they always talk about always be closing. Well, I like to change it up a bit. I said always be connecting.
Okay.
And work on your social media every day. Just send them, if you want to meet somebody, follow the company that they're at, or just send them a message and say, hey, I really saw this in the news about the ABC company. But always be connecting. I mean, just you never know when things will happen. Whether it's a business opportunity, a professional development opportunity, or just really any other opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to follow that up, just ask the person about how's business, or if I was asked by a potential referral about your business, what would you want me to tell them? And that is really that's really a powerful question because most people are inadvertently, they're in it for themselves. But when you start putting the other people to the forefront, then you'll get better results.
Yep. Yeah, totally agree with that. It's a really good question to ask someone you're networking with them. Okay, so you mentioned social media a little bit, but obviously you're out and about doing a lot of networking. Digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Truthfully, I like the face-to-face meetings. I enjoy it. I love doing it. I love going to seminars and meeting people. and it gives me a charge, and that's why I do my talks. I love to, I learn more from my audience than I actually feel like I'm giving back to them. Uh-huh. So that it just grows, I develop professionally. And just to hear, to see their micro expressions, and I just read this article that the younger generation, no fault of their own, are using, they don't understand the micro expressions, you know, and you'd always, you know, your mom would say, you know, don't look at me in that tone. These kids, the younger generation don't recognize that because they're so, you know, engrossed with their electronic gadgets.
Okay, that's interesting.
And I thought just to see the person, you know, face to face, you know, they might be able to give you a smile or something while they're on the phone, but they might be thinking, oh, I got to get off. I got to get Kevin off the phone. I got this project. I got that project. I got this report to finish. But just to have that face-to-face interaction and kind of the body language and, you know, how you can help them, it's really rewarding for me to see the other person kind of feel acknowledged when I acknowledge them. And so that's my advice.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of face-to-face, but I'm going to advocate digital as well, because I think you can have a message go a deeper reach with a message in the digital space as opposed to the one-on-one conversations. Kevin, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Wow, very good question. More of, I would say read. I've always been a big reader, and a lot of fiction as I was growing up, a lot of fiction and nonfiction autobiographies, but more of the business books. You know, as I was younger, maybe to get me a head start, but at least I'm doing it now. And when I was a kid, I'd say business books, sales books, well, who needs that? I'm not going to be a salesman. In reality, we're all salespeople.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you want to believe it or not. And it took me a long time to figure that out. And what I would stop doing, I would say I used to be a procrastinator. Sometimes it will still rear its ugly head, but I find myself sometimes, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I better do it now. If I don't do it now, I'll never get it done.
Yep. I think we all have a little bit of that in us at some point or another. No, that's good. I'm definitely an advocate of the reading as well, which we'll cover in just a little bit. But first, we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
The one person I would love to connect with is Richard Branson. And I actually know a friend of mine who I met at a seminar, Anil Gupta, and he lives in Orlando, Florida. He's a friend of Richard Branson. So I could probably...
Two connections away. All right.
And to parlay that in, I sent Anil a book, a children's book that I co-authored with my business partner, Lil Stern. And I said, signed it to Richard Branson's grandkids, told him, hope you enjoy it. Gave it to Anil, and I have not heard anything back, but I said, at least it's out there.
Yeah. Well, it worked for you last time. Why not give it a shot again,
keep
right?
Working until it doesn't work.
Oh, that's cool. Very fun. All right, so back to the reading conversation. As an entrepreneur and someone obviously in leadership, reading is an extremely important part to self-education. So I'm always interested in the books that my guests are reading right now. So what's on
I actually brought
your
in,
nightstand there?
And I recommend this, Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. I just finished this. And she is from Houston, runs a company down there. And I think it's the Brené Brown company, but I can't be swear to that. But she gives some great points. And I carry a little notebook around. And like I said, I write down 3 or 4 points that I learned from the book. And so she talks about a lot of psychology, safety. A lot of people, if you team members who are feeling safe, take more risks. So I work for you, and I'm thinking Lori's very supportive. Her team's very supportive. If I bring an idea, she's not just going to chew me out and read me the riot act. So a lot of, you know, people are more open, more apt to be open when they feel safe. And then she says, don't be in the cheap seats. And what she means by that is, you know, when you give a task, she gives an example in her book. She says, I need a report done for my talk tomorrow morning. And the team slid the report under her door at like 7 o'clock, and her talk was at 8. So she thought, well, I wasn't very clear on her message. So
yeah.
Then she says to, I need the report by 8 p.m. the following night. That will give me time to read it, mm-hmm. make adjustments. And is that something that you can, you know, do? And, mm-hmm. and her team says, oh, yeah, absolutely. So she said it was on her as a sender of the message that she did not send a clear message.
Yep.
And that was kind of a revelation. I've always said this. I go, as a sender of the message, if nobody's understanding you, then I need to readjust that message.
Yep.
Because I know what I want to say, but obviously a person A doesn't understand it, then I'm not being very clear on what I want to say, or I'm not being clear.
Yep. Yeah.
So, but yeah, Brené Brown, I highly recommend it. And I would say anybody who wants good tips, good leadership skills, that's one of the books that
sure.
I would recommend.
Yeah, I've just recently learned about her. I've not really looked at any of the content that she's produced, but I've heard some other people talking very highly of the information that's being shared. So I think there's some videos out there too.
Really great TED Talks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I highly recommend those too. She gets into it and she... Yeah, she's very good, and I had to highly recommend. I wish I could remember the name. I think it's called The Area of Vulnerability.
Okay.
It's about a 30-minute talk, but you can just YouTube, punch in
sure.
Brené Brown, and it will come right up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, like I said, I've just recently learned of her, so that I didn't realize there was a book under her belt. Probably more than one, I would imagine. I'll definitely take a look at it.
I think this is for maybe fourth book.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. All right, Kevin, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Always be there for others. The old saying, you give more to get more. So be willing to give. Give your content away. You know, just... be there for the other person. Go out of your way to help, not only your customers, but really consider everybody a client. You know, whether it's a barista in Starbucks, somebody at Home Depot, they're your clients. Always think of everybody as a $1 million customer. And that will really kind of shift your thinking.
Yep.
And the other thing I would say, and I kind of chuckle at this, I've since started meditating, and that's really kind of relaxed me, made me more calm, I guess.
I love meditating. Oh, I'm a big advocate of it. I need to get back on that meditation train, actually.
And a friend of mine, he got me into it, and this is, I don't know, five or six years ago, and I could sit still for maybe a minute. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to meditate? He goes, you don't need to do it for 4 hours.
Yeah.
You're not a Buddhist monk. Just do what you can. Just turn the radio mm-hmm. off, turn the TV off, and just sit in silence and just kind of breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really an eye-opening. And it's really even benefited health-wise. The blood
sure.
pressure's down. Not that I had high blood pressure, but, the doctor's been very ecstatic with the results. So...
That's fun. I definitely am an advocate of that. I think meditation is very powerful. All right, so I'm going to throw you a question that actually is, what question would you like to ask me?
How can I help you in your organization?
Oh, good question. I like how you circled back to that. Well, we primarily service B2B companies and help them with their inbound marketing initiatives. So we work a lot with the industrial manufacturing company.
Okay.
So if you know anyone that's looking for some help in that space, feel free to pass them our way.
Okay. And what's your biggest challenge with finding customers like that or bringing the initial customer in to get them into your
sure.
office?
Sure. I'd say there's two challenges that I face. One is a lot of the companies are established and they are set in the mentality of we've always done it this way, which doesn't really include the internet or anything digital. Okay. So it's shifting that mindset. And the second thing that I struggle with is that I'm a female and the majority of the individuals in those buying positions are men, and I have a harder time knocking on their doors. Okay. And getting the opportunity to have a conversation with them.
Okay, very good.
Good question.
And it's funny you mentioned that, you know, Brene Brown talks, another point I'll follow up with her book, she talks about that's being called in the cheap seats.
Okay.
Sitting, you know, you go to the baseball game, you're in the euchre seats.
Sure.
And she says a lot of companies, and this is cheap, is we've always done it that way.
Yep.
And it's very narrow-minded thinking because things are, you know, things change. And, you know, the old saying, you know, they asked Henry Ford, you know, if you could ask your customer what they'd want, he would say a faster horse.
Yes. Yep.
So always get a faster horse, which is the internet, your social media marketing, because obviously you can reach 100,000 people easy.
Yep.
You know, if not more.
Yep. And absolutely.
So I agree with you on that.
Cool. Good question. Okay, Kevin, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
I would say you can contact me at kevin@kevinjdavenport.com, or you can feel free to give me a call at 414-460-5504. I look forward to hearing from the audience and anything I can do to help their achieve even greater success. I'm there for them, and let's just sit down and have a conversation.
Fantastic. And we will include all of that information in our show notes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Lots of good conversations and good tips that you shared indeed. Well, this wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Kevin Davenport for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.